We're going to go to Daf Masechtes Nazir Daf Chav Vav Beginam Beis. We're going to tell you about the Gemara. The Gemara Tanika Basid the Rabbah. We're going to verse like Rabbah Ilach Atosi. These are my Chatas. But Hashem is the Lois. The rest of my Nazir is the Mechaz Yer HaMelech. Okay, the one of the Chatas is called Yom HaMelech. Which Tosi explained by Meis. We're talking about where he died. But Tosefta in the first part of Ilach Asim Hedya learned explicitly the Meis and he dies. So the halacha is okay. The mechatz is like we say yechad melech, and as Tosfos quotes from the words of the Baraisam, Bashar and the rest chetz leiv chetz shalom. Half quotes why have a shalom because as Tosfos explains about them l'shem, definitely it's waiting to be for both of them. The kibbutz on the sense he says Bashar l'shav nesirayis and the rest for the rest my nesiras of gil omer, as if he said the kabbonis nesiraisai, which that terminology is saying for the kabbonis of my nesiras, then yechad lehebi mekol amoyis echem, you cannot bring from all the monies one of them oil chetz one of them either oil chetz kabbish like we explained on amen av the maskal afuke. And the inlet dekonat sheva beizem is that there's no remedy until you bring two animals. B'chalam oislamin, you can consecrate the monies on them. But when he says b'chalam oishlamin, b'hem the me'ayla, wherever there's the valley of the oily, b'chalam oishlamin, zul should be on this animal. Because b'chigmir the yiblin davar. When do we have the halacha b'shin the posuk in the davar? And the davar kish mechatz maravman. That again, that was Rav's halacha, as we said on the manaf. That's specific when the mechatz are mixed into them. Now the brayse did continue that u'moylin b'kulan. Now there's going to be me'ila on all these remaining funds. Which in neshtamish b'dmei, the gear says din neshtamish b'dmei, because utilizing the funds of the oiler should be like where there is meal on it. Which they says, well, the gulen is not only if you use all the funds, but the merubin simply if you use the majority. They have to like the oiler, as long as you use more than 50%, you already have some of the monies of the oiler, where there's meal. But as the Bryce said, there's no meal on partial, because the Shema Kalanach Maz, maybe all those monies the shlomim, what for the shlomim funds? With neshlomim, the funds of the shlomim, there's no meal, midabash shlomim chem, just like you read by shlomim when it's still alive. Now, then the Braisa said that, let's say, says these are for my Oilas and the rest of my Naziris. So then the Me'ila goes for Oila and this Me'ila. And as Tosfos quotes from the Braisa, Vashari Pilundab and the rest goes for Nedava, because Shari the Mechatz Moravman, because the monies of the Chatzas are mixed into it. Vahalachi Benazin, that's Allah Chemesh, Vashinavai Nazil, Rosh Hamelach, because you get this late like he holds from the Pasik. Now, here, Umayil Mekulam. If you use all the funds, there's going to be ila, because as Tosfos explains, Rishma the mechatz merubim, because the money is chatz mix in the ben, behem the ila where there is ila. But as the Braisa said, behem the mikzas no ila on partial them, because Tosfos explains, ki isa mikzas, because that partial roi lo bekul shlam is appropriate to be totally shlamim. That so therefore there's not going to be ila on part of it. Now, make sure Ram the Rama asked the Lomelo Yimilo of Elmix is wise, no Milo imparted, has Lom the Shakashi says, keep the Nathan Kulan Dabi, tell me that all of it is going to end up being in the Dabo, which when because you have the Mechad Moravim and the Salachmash Basinai, behind the oil is Kasim Dech, that's going to be Oila. Mishnah is the Oila, so then it's Oila, all of it's Oila, and there's an Oila by Oila. So the Sarkhami have to say is no, the Achaz Akravish, Makrivil Oila, until you actually sacrifice of Oila, Lenufik Mashim Shlamat Shi, Hayo Limat Hino. It does not lose its title of Shlamat that it had up until this point, and if it is Akhmim Oila, Mechtsas. Now, another qualification, Rabbi Merav had said that we didn't learn the Salacho on the Stumim Yipladab, but that's only by mice. But as Taisa quotes from the words of the Gemara of the Hema, but regarding an animal, I did it to Mufareshis. That's going to be like it was specified. Which Taisa says, the Chazalin and Nazis. Seemingly, it would be talking about an animal that's fit for a Nazik, my Kivsa, Shakriva Chatas, meaning like a female lamb, which is fit to be Chatas, the Kavish, or Oilo, a lamb that's fit to be Oilo, by Kavish Shlam, and the ram that's fit to be Shlamim. Those are the animals that we're talking about. They come up in this Rabbin says like it's Mufarash and Hainu, She Yakriv Kalach and Karbon the Kidine. Each one will be ordered as a carpet according to its halacha. The commercial Rabbin, what Rabbin come to teach us? Nehido, Pirajal Hadzalai, the Bazazam, although he didn't specify that this Hadzalai Bishlamim, in a way it's Stumim. No, each one, we know what it's for. Therefore, each one's going to be brought as its halacha, and therefore it has halacha like Mufarash. And it's not going to be cooling Yiblin Dabba. So it's like, nobly nigga, this doesn't seem to be correct. Then again, if that's the case, Mike, Mashmah, what's Rav, when they come to tell us, this is a mission that we bring very shortly on the next Amid. The Mishmah says, hey, big Himalayas, like Bitter's being for you, and they didn't specify, and each one is the type of animal for it. So the Mishnah is explicitly a Mishnah that says you bring each one according to what it's supposed to be. Boy, the Mishnah, I didn't have the Mute, and to the contrary, says we can presume the Rabbin was told about Mehuta, the behemoth, we're excluding animal, the might not be which we're excluding from monies, the Hainu Nascha Vesoyra Vekairas, like similar to the other cases of the silver bar and the pause of beams, Dolei Chazal HaKrava, which those things are not fit for Krava, so the behemoths are also be those that are not fit for Krava. Therefore, says Tais, it appears actually the Ayah behemoth, Dolei Chazal Nazar, actually talking about animals that are not fit for the Nazar. Gimel Pogam, Gimel Sigam, like three bulls or three he goats. The Benazar, the Bain Nazar, the Allah has Ayah Bekevas Vekevas with Ika. What type of kabbalas does he have? Ram, a lamb, a ewe. Now, what the Gemara Rabbanan conventions, what's the Rabbanan saying? It's like Mefarashah. So, someone would mean to say is no. Kimefarashah betaraivis, ma'isin kulan. It's like when it's specific, but it all mixed together. Like we had on previously, we explained the same idea. When we said that even for his chatz oil shlomo for roshim, it's like specific. That we have perusha. What do we mean? We mean for roshim mitaroyvitz. It's like specific, but in the mixture dam, that's what's compared. That's actually all going to go and get thrown out. But and it's not going to be yipulun on the dava, and it's not going to be either that we said that each one would be brought for its supposed to, because it's not the appropriate kavanah. It's less like three parim, and that's what we're saying. Kim for roshim. But then it's time for them to say, "Give me the money." And the chazal knows about not fit for nazar to be sacrificed. Like we just explained, El Ravik going to Bacham Shleish and see him with three bulls or three he goats. So then, as the Gemara asks, as Torah quotes, "Mali Bali Mum Mali Tzvim." So what's it been blemished or unblemished? What do you mean? Kiech Bali Mum Chodesh Gestumen. Just like when the blemish considered like unspecific, something they should be regarding when it's unblemished. Yeshamet says, "What you can say is no. The Tzvim Vadi most definitely when it's unblemished." Avakav lechazal krava lo nazar came with me. Although you're right for the nazar himself, it's not fit to sacrifice, but for its monetary value because he doesn't make parm as a carbon. Still, the physical sanctity takes effect in the animal. The in of the woman cannot be redeemed without blemish. As Tais brings it right, just like when you makdish a male for its monetary value. You weren't sanctifying the thing itself for an oila. It likness with them of oila, rather, to acquire with its monies an oila. The hind of oila, which money is for oila, that still we say the called Kedush Agov is going to have physical sanctity. But then, at the same time, you can say, "Wait a second, dummy, is that comparable?" You're right. You didn't, but you have the ability to actually make that zachar into an oil itself. So it has. It could still say it has the physical sanctity, even though you didn't actually do that. Here, he cannot make it sanctified from the zeros. Now, lechaz is not fit to bring a bull as a carbon. Can be like this lane. So what am I comparing? You can say you're right. Some of the Rabban the Tmur. We can say that the whole Rabban the Masechet Tmur that be tested based on that they say I'm not fresh in the cable of Ashim. Someone submits a female for Ashim. Now I'm going to lechaz la Ashim. Even though it's not fit for Ashim at all, Shabbat Zacha has to be a male. Still, they hold that it has a physical thing. The boy will lift his lid that it has to have a blemish to redeem it. And the same thing over here. But this time we can say, wait a second. Same as a question. At the end of the day, it's still difficult. Who cares? The Mishnah to Mim Dahu, what's the difference when it's unblemished over here? Over the Huda Tmur, that over there by Tmur, the Mafresh and Kibla Asham, when you send a female for Asham, that I bring a Raya. But why is it any different? Mamakhdi Shachel, Lidmain Nisachim. When you sanctify a male for the monetary value, let's have Nisachim. But Allah is the Lenefs and Kedush Agov. It's not going to have a physical sanctity because I mean, Mashiach says, like Mashiach says, that Yidav Menav, the Guvel Lechaz and Sachem, because in itself is not fit for the Sachem. So why is it different than a female for the Asham or over here when it's a bull? It shouldn't have any physical sanctity. So it says, no, it's not comparable. Why? When you're taking an animal and saying it should be in the Sachem, an animal can never be in the Sachem. Never. Not in any case. So therefore, it's not going to have a physical sanctity. But here, when it's unblemished, when they keep it at Mughal, in the case of female over there by the Asham, in this case, not for the physical sanctity, the high carbon shape yourself for this carbon that you're separating for. Become a roll of carbon acher, and it's fit for another carbon, or take out the gear talking on behema. So therefore, it is going to have a physical sanctity. But then, since the you can say, okay, fine. But he did ask like Kedush Agov. You're right. Okay, has the physical sanctity. Fine, you need a blemish to redeem it. But it's still being utilized for monetary value. What's the difference that it's unblemished? It says, oh, Vishnu, it is very different. Why? Because the balas mumruin lamuchamiyat. When it's blemished, it's fit to be sold right away. But like this carbonus nasi, and you could right away buy the carbonus nasi, give him a chip and the three animals that he needs because it's blemished and you could redeem it. But when it's unblemished, it's not fit to sell right away, it could be like we explained the blame lifters love. You need a blemish for us to redeem it on. Because she and there's a delay of time. And therefore what? So Petra Ben Tam explains, keep the shot slay loves man but since gonna delay by him a long time, Khashim will consent Ulay Nosli boy. Maybe he thought, Lahas Kishim Khatzalachman, if you can make one of them in a khatas. Achlebir, but he didn't select which one. Oh, so that's that's like saying as if he wants to do his khatz in the shlam, that mu'ab terribis has to worst case, that's like when it's separated but mixed together, which is mixed together with tarebis, so alich libet, all good enough to go to waste. And v'yesh lahisav losa tam, and Tosfos says you have to add on. You could explain this because the mois when you have money ubalas mum and the blemished animal, the choslel at beliknas ben kovens atzma the tzuchel nazar, you could right away buy the kovens and even the nazar lekach level lekla mecha shem nusli b'levash b'tarebis. We have no reason to think that he's going to think, oh, maybe I'm going to want one of them that it's all mixed together because the lamef yarsh b'libah b'tarebis. Why would he think in his heart in regarding the mixture? He'll be able to fash levar miyad kishin ka kovens in that tzuchel nazar. He could right away go and select, he go and use and buy right away what he needs for the nazar. Time, like the memory can't say them, therefore they were actually concerned. Okay, we only said this halacha regarding monies, and regarding behemoth that about mum. Aval nascha, but a plate, a silver bar, loy, then we didn't say that. Aval sabakovis, livnois, but for, or like we say, a pile of beams, Oh, to build. Oh, there we didn't say this halacha. So they explain hi this aval that was saying but koyim seems going to mission. They're telling you learn the mission by stream and people in dava that unspecified money goes in dava. Look, that's just saying that's come specifically money. I'm a hibish given the sachas, but let's say you separate three bars of silver, kimmel curves, or three beams. Elam didn't seem a second of the locha of unspecified funds. Al dimu farashim, but the rabbis are going to have the locha like it's specified but mixed together. The hachim couldn't leave it; they all have to get destroyed. But again, the reason is because of the delik, which like they say, they ain't derech limka kesav miyak, because it's not normal to sell a silver bar right away at Shim. So ultimately, you can't even come here until you find someone that really needs it, and you can sell for the high price. Now, Nachman Naskin Namikosh, according to him, whatever the gear is, according to that man, the Amar, that says that, okay, so maybe he'll say that a bar is considered suman. Shabbat shouldn't come here because sometimes people buy right away. Of course, but the logs, the beams, derech lahashis, that normally does take too much. It's until you find the person that needs to buy them for, which is specific if a guy wants to build something. Again, that's why it's not like moiz. But then the Gemara says, "Get into the next time maschel elamayat." But that's the case. Moiz will eifers in shame money's worth and not birds. Which says to l'chay mashma. Similarly, it sounds like the ma'ir about eifers l'chaz l'krava that we're talking about birds. They're not fit to be sacrificed. Good, not bottom of town. They're going like the geese and chickens. Don't be the naschel, but say of cars like the other cases of the Gemara of the beams and of the bar of silver. The memai not only memai that are also being excluded from the halacha of monies. But says for EF Shalemik, and you cannot say this because that wasn't the good from carbon like Halakadusha Gobalain. Because when you take chickens for a carbon, it doesn't take effect of them, the sanctity, a physical sanctity at all. And the Yachal to blame when you can start right away without a blemish. And therefore, have a behem balsam, just like the case of behem balsam, the Choshev El, Kabosha, we said it's like money. But even more with the Huda of Chizda Maisala, because the Gemara right away then brings out Lachar of Chizda on this. And he's my determination. He talks about turtle doves and young pigeons. We should explain also this case that we're excluding bread, determination. So again, the Torah term of the yin. And this is what we're going to say. Save side, but then they have a nazar coming. We're talking about nazar. But nazar has a cloth. And nazar is not fit at all. They know now have a little gabbit nazar coming. What's the difference? Term of the yin is just like geese and chickens. So the Rishlimer could say, no. Kim the chazar shim carbon, since it would be fit for some carbon, not for nazar, but some carbon, like we have bakinin. The physical thing does take effect on them. Mida have a parmesarim, see them just like we have the way the bulls and the eagles, the brick of slow, explained before. But what is difficult is the ichal if the physical thing takes effect, and then my question is the other way around. Sulay mifkri, and the gear says, let me. Now you actually cannot redeem it for its monetary value. Because the in life is pitim, but don't have redemption. I feel like you should when has a blemish. If it's not fit for us at all, loyal mocha will like to become a nice, not to sell and not to bring its carbonus. Moreover, the Hidra of Chizda Maisa Law, the Halacha of Chizda would bring on it, Mayer Bechi Bekin, he's talking about the obligations of peers of birds. Mashem and I Pech Adam Bechi Bekin sounds like it's not going on the Torah and the Yonim for the Nazar, it sounds like it's going on those who are obligated to bring up peers of birds. So like Kachin earlier, there appears to me, so it says like this, the Mayer Bechi Bekin, we're told about Taka Bekin, like my Zav and Zav and Kiriz Ben, like a Zav and a Zav and similar thing, that Bechi Bekin, the Shaykh, Bahud Din Stumen, that they also have this Halacha on specific funds, Kamay Ben Nazar. Kamila, like we said before, Hilchasam ben Nazir is v'chad b'domalei. It's one of the simple ones. Like b'chim begin, like b'chim begin. Actually, this halacha, oh, it should be also moitz v'loy oifis. It's not oifis of Nazir. It's oifis v'chiv begin. You know, another approach. We're talking. You could even say afil ben Nazir, even by Nazir. Even by Nazir dami. To my Nazir dami, he has to bring two turtle doves. Chad l'chad l'chad l'oila. The b'tami namelchus. The halacha was also said regarding tami. Could the master be shall pick it? That's something in the parak. But this is what the Gemara is asking. Moitz v'loyifis should be money and not birds. Claim in other words, b'chiv begin. Hifrish. Terminator, if his obligation of his pair of birds, he separated turtle doves and young pigeon, but like pigeon was a gear, they didn't specify when he bought it. Who mace could my crevin? He died before his sacrifice. Oi, huff, a lavalo, or the let's say the husband was made for it. Do leave in within this stupid lady's jacob kind that we don't give it a halacha of his unspecific funds regarding this. Regarding what? So, it's regarding the coin being makrif. Is the shirt zachat, is it whichever one he wants to do to chatz oilom? Because lafita berech, according to what you're saying, shatamit, that you say, mois davko, habis stumen, that specific funds are unspecific. Veloy behem and not by animals, you can take them with chumzai and alaf, the chosh behem and berech, but the rebbe, then it's considered like animals that were specified by the mix together. Even though Sunday, the last man, he thinks regarding one of them to be chatz. So, therefore, that's like, it's like as if chatz is there, we have to be concerned with that. So therefore, by birds, we should also be concerned like that. Emily Pish, which is the keeper, didn't specify when you boarded. Shemin doesn't die, Ben Kikla Krobel, and then to believe it. Maybe between when he boarded and Hakraba, he thought in his heart, Chad Lachad Wa'ala, once we have Chad Wa'ala. And then, oh, but Lechal Kuin Lachakaba says, it's Lachad, now the coin can't be. But, and that's what the Gemara is going to say. You see from Chizid that you could. And that's the question, why could you, if you have this concern about the delay from when you board it until when the hakrab is, again, similar to the salacha, always say regarding the beams and the nasa.